the soul knows in its wisdom that the experience you are having in this moment is an experience sent to you by God before you had any conscious awareness of it. This is what is meant by a pre-sent experience. It's already on the way to you even as you are seeking it. For even before you ask, I shall have answered you. Every now moment is a glorious gift from God. That's why it is called the present. The soul intuitively seeks the perfect circumstance and situation now needed to heal wrong thought and bring you the rightful experience of who you really are. It is the soul's desire to bring you back to God, to bring you home to me. It is the soul's intention to know itself experientially, and thus to know me. For the soul understands that you and I are one, even as the mind denies this truth and the body acts out this denial. Therefore, in moments of great decision, be out of your mind and do some soul-searching instead. The soul understands what the mind cannot conceive. If you spend your time trying to figure out what's best for you, your choices will be cautious, your decisions will take forever, and your journey will be launched on a sea of expectations. If you are not careful, you will drown in your expectations.
Whew, that's quite an answer. But how do I listen to my soul? How do I know what I'm hearing?
The soul speaks to you in feelings. Listen to your feelings. Follow your feelings. Honor your feelings.
Why does it seem to me that honoring my feelings is precisely what has caused me to get into trouble in the first place?
Because you have labeled growth trouble and standing still safe. I tell you this, your feelings will never get you into trouble because your feelings are your truth. If you want to live a life where you never follow your feelings, but where every feeling is filtered through the machinery of your mind, go right ahead. Make your decisions based on your mind's analysis of the situation. But don't look for joy in such machinations, nor for celebration of who you truly are. Remember this, true celebration is mindless. If you listen to your soul, you will know what is best for you, because what is best for you is what is true for you. When you act only out of what is true for you, you speed your way down the path. When you create an experience based on your now truth, rather than react to an experience based on a past truth, you produce a new you. Why does it take so much time to create the reality you choose? This is why. Because you have not been living your truth. Know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Yet once you come to know your truth, don't keep changing your mind about it. This is your mind trying to figure out what's best. Stop it. Get out of your mind. Get back to your senses. That is what is meant by getting back to your senses. It is a returning to how you feel, not how you think. Your thoughts are just that, thoughts. Mental constructions, made-up creations of your mind, but your feelings, now they are real. Feelings are the language of the soul, and your soul is your truth. There. Now does that tie it all together for you?
Does this mean we are to express any feelings, no matter how negative or destructive?
Feelings are neither negative nor destructive. They are simply truths. How you express your truth is what matters. When you express your truth with love, negative and damaging results rarely occur. And when they do, it is usually because someone else has chosen to experience your truth in a negative or damaging way. In such a case, there's probably nothing you can do to avoid the outcome. Certainly, failing to express your truth would hardly be appropriate. Yet people do this all the time. So afraid are they to cause or to face possible unpleasantness that they hide their truth altogether. Remember this. It is not nearly so important how well a message is received as how well it is sent. You cannot take responsibility for how well another accepts your truth. You can only ensure how well it is communicated. And by how well, I don't mean merely how clearly. I mean how lovingly, how compassionately, how sensitively, how courageously, and how completely. This leaves no room for half-truths, the brutal truth, or even the plain truth. It does mean the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. It's the so help you God part that brings in the godly qualities of love and compassion. I will help you communicate in this way always if you will ask me. So yes, express what you call your most negative feelings, but not destructively. Failure to express or push out negative feelings does not make them go away. It keeps them in. Negativity kept in harms the body and burdens the soul.
But if another person hears every negative thought you have about that person, it would have to affect the relationship, no matter how lovingly those thoughts were delivered.
I said to express, push out, get rid of your negative feelings. I did not say how or to whom. All negativity need not be shared with the person about whom it is felt. It is only necessary to communicate these feelings to the other when failure to do so would compromise your integrity or cause another to believe an untruth. Negativity is never a sign of ultimate truth, even if it seems like your truth at the moment. It may arise out of an unhealed part of you. In fact, always it does. That is why it is so important to get these negativities out.
To release them. Only by letting go of them, putting them out there, placing them in front of you, can you see them clearly enough to know whether you really believe them. You have all said things, ugly things, only to discover that, once having been said, they no longer feel true. You have all expressed feelings from fear to anger to rage, only to discover that, once having been expressed, they no longer reveal how you really feel. In this way, feelings can be tricky. Feelings are the language of the soul, but you must make sure you are listening to your true feelings and not some counterfeit model constructed in your mind.
Oh, man. So now I can't even trust my feelings. Great. I thought that was the way to the truth. I thought that was what you were teaching me.
It is. I am. But listen, because it is more complex than you now understand. Some feelings are true feelings, that is, feelings born in the soul. And some feelings are counterfeit feelings. These are constructed in your mind. In other words, they are not feelings at all. They are thoughts. Thoughts masquerading as feelings. These thoughts are based on your previous experience and on the observed experience of others. You see someone grimace when having a tooth pulled. You grimace when having your tooth pulled. It may not even hurt, but you grimace anyway. Your reaction has nothing to do with reality, only how you perceive reality, based on the experience of others or on something that's happened to you in the past. The greatest challenge as human beings is to be here now, to stop making things up. Stop creating thoughts about a pre-sent moment, a moment you sent yourself before you had a thought about it. Be in the moment. Remember, you sent yourself this moment as a gift. The moment contained the seed of a tremendous truth. It is a truth you wish to remember. Yet when the moment arrived, you immediately began constructing thoughts about it. Instead of being in the moment, you stood outside the moment and judged it. Then you reacted. That is, you acted as you did once before. Now listen to these two words. Reactive, creative. Notice they are the same word, only the C has been moved. When you see things correctly, you become creative rather than reactive.
That's very clever.
Well, God is like that. But you see, the point I'm trying to make is that when you come to each moment cleanly, without a previous thought about it, you can create who you are rather than reenact who you once were. Life is a process of creation, and you keep living it as if it were a process of reenactment.
But how can any rational human being ignore one's previous experience in the moment something occurs? I mean, isn't it normal to call up everything you know on the subject and respond from that?
It may be normal, but it is not natural. Normal means something usually done. Natural is how you are when you're not trying to be normal. Natural and normal are not the same thing. In any given moment, you can do what you normally do, or you can do what comes naturally. I tell you this, nothing is more natural than love. If you act lovingly, you will be acting naturally. If you react fearfully, resentfully, angrily, you may be acting normally, but you will never be acting naturally.